Now, this bill isn't perfect. It's a compromise. And going forward, nobody's going to get everything that they want. Not Democrats, not Republicans, not me. But this is a bill that's largely consistent with the principles that I and the people on this stage have laid out for common sense reform. First of all, if passed, this bill would be the biggest commitment to border security in our nation's history. It would put another $6.5 billion on top of what we're already spending towards stronger, smarter security along our borders. It would increase criminal penalties against smugglers and traffickers. It would finally give every employer a reliable way to check that every person they're hiring is here legally. And would hold employers more accountable if they knowingly hire undocumented workers. So it strengthens border security, but also enforcement within our borders. I know there's a lot of talk right now about border security, so let me repeat. Today, illegal crossings are near their lowest level in decades. And if passed, the Senate bill, as currently written and is hitting the floor, would put in place the toughest border enforcement plan that America has ever seen. So nobody's taking border enforcement lightly. That's part of this bill. Number two, this bill would provide a pathway to earned citizenship for the 11 million individuals who are in this country illegally. So that pathway is arduous. You've got to pass background checks. You've got to learn English. You've got to pay taxes and a penalty. And then you've got to go to the back of the line behind everybody who's done things the right way and have tried to come here legally. So this won't be a quick process. It'll take at least 13 years before the vast majority of these individuals are able to even apply for citizenship. So this is no cakewalk. But it's the only way we can make sure that everyone who's here is playing by the same rules as ordinary families, paying taxes and getting their own health insurance. That's why for immigration reform to work, it must be clear from the outset that there is a pathway to citizenship. If we're asking everybody to play by the same rules, you got to give people a sense of certainty.
The president also highlighted the legislation as an economic driver, saying that 40% of Fortune 500 companies were started by first or second generation immigrants. Meanwhile, local officials in the Tampa Bay area lashed out at Governor Rick Scott, who vetoed state legislation that would have allowed students brought to the U.S. as children a way to obtain driver's licenses. Democratic State Representative Janet Cruz said the passage of federal legislation would undo some of the sting.
I'm begging the federal government to act. We don't need a patchwork quilt of oppressive laws from state to state. You know, you see it in Arizona, you see it here now in Florida. We need some federal legislation that everyone can follow.
A provision in the federal legislation being pushed by the so-called Gang of Eight, including Florida Senator Marco Rubio, would speed up the path to citizenship for Dreamers. Those are individuals who are attending school in the U.S. or serving in the military who have came to the U.S. before they turned 16 and have been here for at least 5 years. But for many undocumented immigrants, the process can take up to 13 years. And all people seeking citizenship who are undocumented would have to pay taxes and fines. State Representative Cruz said even though the bill isn't perfect, it's better than nothing.
At least there's a path to citizenship. It takes a long time. It takes for some of these working families, it takes money that that they'll have to save for a year to be able to pay what they're required to pay. But at least it's a path. It's a 10-year path, but at least there's something. At least they're not living in the shadows.
Governor Rick Scott's veto of a state immigration bill is another bump in the road for Carlos Segovia. He's a 20-year-old undocumented immigrant who was brought here from Mexico by his parents when he was just 1 year old.
I'm here. It's not my fault. Don't hold me accountable for something that my parents did. If I was in Mexico City right now, I wouldn't just come here illegally like my parents did. I would wait in line like everyone else does. So don't hold me accountable for something that my parents did. I'm stuck here, and it's not my fault that I'm here. And I'm here. This is my home. I can't leave. This is my house.
Segovia said he now has to wait for new legislation to crop up in the state to help him. He's hoping the federal legislation is signed into law without losing any of its benefits to immigrants. Segovia said the 19 years he's spent in the U.S. have been a series of challenges, and he's looking forward to gaining some rights.
It's been, my life ranges from having to have to live in one-bedroom apartments with rats and cockroaches to having to have to go hide in the onion fields in Vidalia, Georgia, because La Migra was coming and migration was rounding up people, separating families.
Hillsborough County School Board member Susan Valdez also spoke out about the need for comprehensive immigration reform. She said many children of undocumented workers graduate from Hillsborough County schools.
When you look at them, you do not see kids that are undocumented, alien, whatever we want to call them. We see smiling, young, bright faces making a difference with their smarts in our nation, in our state, and in our county.